Look, as we do every Monday, I want to talk about some of, and I mean just some of, the incredible new music you're going to hear, not only on Breakfast, but all around the station here at 2SER. Andrew Cadore, our music director, joins me. Good morning, mate.
Hey, good morning.
Now, you've got something, well, a bit thematic, a bit special, a bit exciting.
Yeah, look, we're going retro this week. I mean, of course, usually with this segment, we go new. Here and there, we look at some reissued stuff. But these three things today, yep, they're all reissued works to an extent, except the first one, which is a bit of a rework, which I'll just talk about now.
All right, please.
Let's just talk about it, okay? No more preamble. It's a new record from Lee Scratch Perry, who's over 80 now, the legendary Jamaican reggae producer, who, of course, was one of the pioneers of dub, used to bury his mixtapes, his master tapes, in the dirt and blow jazz cigarettes over it, which is kind of interesting because I don't know why they call them jazz cigarettes. Why don't they just call them reggae cigarettes?
I don't know.
Okay. So we'll just say for the purposes of this segment that he used to blow the reggae cigarettes over his master tapes, which he buried in the dirt. And that was one of his interesting production techniques. But hey, it worked for him. He's a true legend of the form. And one of his great 70s dub records was Super Ape. Now, why would you think you'd want to rework Super 8 when it's just one of the best dub records ever?
It is a good question.
But hey, the Subatomic Sound System from Brooklyn decided that's what they wanted to do, and they contacted Lee Scratch Perry and say, hey, do you want to collaborate on this? And, you know, because Lee Scratch Perry is Lee Scratch Perry, he went, sure. Yeah. He probably thought, is there any money in it for me? So that's what we've got here. It's called Super Ape Returns to Conquer. And it's an interesting take because It's one for the era of digital music and massive sound systems with very much a super throbbing bass streak all the way through this. It's very present. But what they've also done is they've added some rappers and some other singers on this and some Ethiopian-style horns and percussion into the mix. So it's actually really solid. So what we're going to hear now is one of the classic tracks from this classic album. It's Chase the Devil, which a lot of reggae people will know. A lot of fans of the form will know this song. And it's been reworked really well by Lee Scratch Perry and Subatomic Sound System. Let's hear a bit.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
What a deep sound.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter what year it comes out of. It's deep. It's good. It's Super Ape Returns to Conquer. It's the reworking of the classic 1974 album from Lee Scratch Perry. It's in collaboration with Lee Scratch Perry and the Subatomic Sound System. They have their own studio in Brooklyn, but they did a little bit there and they did a little bit in Lee Perry's Jamaican studio.
1974, as old as me. How terrifying.
Well, there you go.
Let's move on to something younger so I feel better.
Well, it is a little younger, Nick, but you know, you were probably in your 20s when this one came out. Now, I know that you're a fan of early electronic music from Australia.
Definitely.
Yep. So at the turn of the century, a guy called Andy Ranson, who you might know was in a duo called Itchy and Scratchy.
Itchy and Scratchy.
Yeah. Now, if you don't know Itchy and Scratchy, it was Andy Ranson and Paul Mack, who's one of the great dance music and electronic music producers of Australia, going on for a long time now. And when they won an ARIA Award for Best Dance Music, they came on stage. Well, Paul Mack did. I think Andy Ranson just stayed at home. Didn't think he wanted a bar over. But Paul Mack infamously thanked all the ecstasy dealers and said, without them, this record wouldn't have been possible.
I had forgotten about that entirely.
So they were incredibly notorious, but they also made some fantastic music. Now, on the side, at the turn of the century, Andy Ranson started making digital dubs. So we're sticking with the dub with this record, but there's a fantastic label called Noise in My Head out of Melbourne, run by a guy called Michael Kuchik, who unearthed some of the great new music happening out of Australia and on the electronic tip. And what he's also done, he's got a reissue label called Efficient Space, and he's reissuing old Australian stuff on this tip as well. So this is a set of digital dub records that Andy Ranson had made, and some of them sort of crept out onto compilations. I think that the Clan Analog Collective, which is a long-running collective in electronic music in Australia, put out maybe one or two of these tracks. But, you know, that's about it as far as official release was concerned. This is an EP called 1 over 66. And, yeah, so it's nice, breezy, sweet electronic dub. It's kind of got that, you know, that line between being bottom heavy and having a really exquisite light touch as well. So let's hear some. This is Green River.
That is a very familiar sound. I love that. And yep. You're right, breezy as, surprisingly so.
And to me, it sounds quite contemporary as well. I don't know what that says about the state of music, but, you know, basically it pretty much sounds now to me. So, Efficient Space out of Melbourne has reissued a set of digital dubs from Andy Ranson. It's on a great EP called 1 over 66, which you can get digitally, of course.
Of course.
Being digital dub. And it's on vinyl too.
Ah. Fantastic. Yep. The old and the new together at last.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, reggae's got to be on vinyl, I reckon.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, cool. So, look, the last thing we're going to go out with is a really interesting and I think just a fantastic, strong-willed release. And I'm so glad it's out, especially in this political climate that we're in with this ridiculous same-sex marriage vote.
Yeah.
And what we're going to hear is a woman called Jackie Shane. Now, the Numero group out of the US, which is responsible for fantastic, caring, loving reissues and collations of artists that you may know, but also you may not know. Now, Jackie Shane's probably someone you don't know because she's been quite the recluse for many number of years. She lives in Nashville now, but she was born down south in 1940 in America and was gay and black. And at one point, close to 20 years of age, she just walked out the house and said, "I'm a woman and I'm going to live my life as a woman somewhere else." Now, that somewhere else was Toronto, where she became a soul singer.
Wow.
Called the Fabulous Jackie Shane. And she had some great hits in Toronto. And what she was doing, which this new compilation Any Other Way showcases so well, was just cutting so deep with this raw take on Southern soul and gospel roots, but also mixing her LGBTQ experiences at the time. And so she reinterpreted a lot of the soul numbers of the day to suit those experiences. So it's a really interesting pioneering set of stuff. Like I say, some standards she's reworked and some of them are her own as well. Now, like I say, she's been living a reclusive life in Nashville and she rejected a chance in the 70s to be a singer with Funkadelic. She rejected a chance in the 70s to sign with the Motown record label, one of the great soul labels, if not the great soul label of our time.
Wow.
And Atlantic Records as well came knocking as well. This is how popular and great her music was. And she just knocked it all back, stopped doing music, and the Numero group found her and she sanctioned this release, which is a really big box set of stuff. There's live material as well and a lot of singles on this. And, yeah, I just thought we'd go out with one of the tracks, which is Stand Up Strong and Tall.
That sounds absolutely beautiful. We're going to have a listen to it now. Andrew Cadore, you and I will do this again next week.
Have a good week.
doing it right. Stick with me day and night. Ah!